1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Actually, one of the questions asked about last night's Academy Awards was, what happened to Will Smith? When they announced Best Actor, he was not in his seat. People saw him going in to the Kodak Theater, but they didn't see him during the Best Actor. And apparently, he and his wife went home moments before the Best Actor category was announced because their daughter apparently was ill. The little three-year-old had an ear infection and reportedly had a temperature that was around 103. That can be scary. We do have one of our Oscar-watching listeners on the line with us. This is Bobby. She's a homemaker and a mother. And you're from Western Estates, Bobby?
Yes, in the western San Fernando Valley.
And I understand you are a big Will Smith fan?
I am very much a big Will Smith fan. My husband, Steve, is
a Will Smith.
Okay. For a long time?
Well, we have been fans of Will Smith since the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air program. We loved Six Degrees of Separation, MIB, The Wild Wild West.
Independence Day?
Independence Day. Ollie, we've seen three times. We just love it.
So what did you think about him leaving?
Well, I'm still a little bit shaken from it. I know my husband was up last night. We just didn't know what to make of it. Name the emotion. I mean, we were stunned. I'm hurt. I was flabbergasted. We really felt that Will had a great chance because we know which side of the bread the butter's on. We know that the Oscar race was going to come down to the...
Which of the two black colors?
Which of the two Africans was it?
You knew that it was going to come down to Denzel Washington and Will Smith, is what you're trying to say?
Yes, we did. So we felt Will's performance had a good shot because we thought it was more nuanced, more informed. And then he leaves, and all of a sudden when they announce the actors, instead of showing him in his seat, his picture comes up.
Usually they split screen people out there.
Okay, I need to speak to Ms. Dool. I'll speak to Bobby and then you later, Steve.
He said he'll speak to me and then you later. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah. So you say you knew that Will Smith had left because he wasn't in his seat?
He wasn't in his seat because what they do is when they announce the actors, they show them in their seats. They split screen.
But they've got a split screen.
And that way you can see what they look like if they lose, for instance, or if they win. Because we saw something kind of interesting, Phil. We have a little nickname for Halle Berry, Halle Blackberry.
Halle Blackberry.
Okay, guys, the jokes about race.
I'm sorry.
So what did you see when you saw Halle Berry?
Well, when Halle won, they showed Nicole Kidman on the split screen, and I looked at Nicole Kidman's face specifically, and she looked like every square inch of her body, her breasts, her face, her chin, everything just dropped 2 inches.
She looked like she was trying to pass a boulder.
She really looked up.
Okay, great. So, anyway, Will Smith is not there.
Yeah, so it was apparent he wasn't at the ceremonies because his picture was on the split screen instead of him in his seat. And then we heard that he and his wife rushed home because their daughter's supposedly at 103-degree temperature.
Yeah, she was very sick.
You know, Phil, I understand, but this is the Academy Awards.
My God, Mr. Chairman, it's the Academy Awards.
You know, this only comes along maybe once in a lifetime. And to leave the Academy Awards and all the fans that you owe so much to, because your child is manipulating you emotionally, I think is wrong.
Well, how does a three-year-old with a 103-degree temperature manipulate parents?
Phil, I am a mother. And one thing a child that young does is they don't like mommy and daddy going out for the night, and they come up with all kinds of interesting ways to keep you guilty.
Yeah, but this is a three-year-old baby.
I understand. But our boys used to take the thermometer, and you can increase the temperature on a thermometer by about 4 degrees by putting it over a gas flame.
You're saying that Will Smith's three-year-old daughter increased the temperature on that thermometer so that mommy and daddy would come home?
I think, Phil, Will Smith owes it to his fans to stay through the Academy Awards, to give whatever acceptance speeches he needs to give, to be there for us. I understand there are a lot of people who don't understand children and who are manipulated by their children and who are pulled this way and that by their children and who just do anything that their children ask. We aren't those kinds of parents, are we, Steve?
No, we're not. We don't let our kids manipulate.
No, we don't let our children manipulate us. In a lot of ways, that's what makes me different as a parent, I guess. I just don't let my kids run my life the way Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith does. And I just really believe that Steve and I are different that way, and we expect other parents to be strong.
All right. I'm talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So Will Smith and his wife leave the Academy Awards last night because they've got a daughter with 103-degree temperature. You're not buying that.
I don't think that the daughter was sick, and even if she was, I am shocked that Will Smith would leave many fans. Most of his fan base, by the way, is Caucasian. And I don't say that for any reason other than to say, you would think, knowing that he has that many Caucasian fans, it's kind of a coup for him. And I would think that he'd give that little extra effort.
What, to keep all of his white fans happy?
Well, it's unusual for one, you know, Steve?
For one that dark to have a lot of white fans.
Right. So we just felt, and Steve and I were at our, we got called, didn't we?
All right, well, let me just get to what it is you guys are trying to say here. Because I know that you're Will Smith fans, and you're big fans of his, and you feel that he owed it to the audience to stay to the bitter end through the Academy Awards. And
our boy was hit by a bicycle, hit by a car.
Your boy was hit by a what?
Our son was hit by a car when we were at the Landscape Design Awards 2 years ago, which was being held over here in Newbury Park. And they came to us, and they said, your son's been hit by a car. And I said, you know something? My husband's being honored tonight for the number one landscape design in the West Valley. I love my son very much. Is he all right? Is he in a hospital? They said he was taken. Is he all right? Yes, he is. Then why are you bothering me?
And your boy was hit by a car, and neither one of you left the award banquet that you were at to go see how he was.
Because, Phil, the boy bounced off of his bicycle. He went into some ivy. I think he'd hit the pavement once, hit the curb, and then went into the ivy. He was fine.
Was he injured at all? Why was he in a hospital?
They were checking him out. They were wiring his jaw a little bit.
They had to wire his jaw.
That's a broken jaw. That's a broken jaw that your son had.
My son was fine. And my husband...
So your husband being honored at the... What was it?
They were the Landscape Design... I don't understand your question.
The Landscape Design Awards. Your boy gets hit by a car, and you'd rather stay at that.
Oh, my God. You really are serious, aren't you?
You're serious.
Serious about what? Yeah, one of my kids gets hit by a car, I go to the hospital.
Oh, my God. So all those years that Will Smith was supported by a great many fans, most of whom are white.
What has that got to do with it? And he went home because his kid was there.
What if he'd won and he never got up there? What if he had won, Phil? Julia Roberts would have had to make the series of remarks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Our Oscar watchers, Bobby and Steve Dooley of the West Valley, they were bitterly disappointed that Will Smith left the Oscars last night. His daughter had a 103-degree temperature. She had an ear infection. She's 3 years old. She says that Will Smith and his wife are manipulated by their kid and that they would never do that. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know. Are the Academy Awards just too important to miss, even if your kid has got a fever? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
He owes all of his fans. And
doesn't he owe his daughter, who has 100...
Phil, if you're Will Smith, obviously you have a nanny there. Obviously you have a nurse there. The child is being taken care of. You don't have to go running off every time your little child, who is going to grow up spoiled, you know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know she's going to grow up spoiled because she has a movie star for a father. And yet all of his fans who are waiting for him to perform the Wild Wild West and all of the dancing from MIB, and we didn't get to see any of it.
Because it's being manipulated by a little child.
Well, if you're a parent, don't you worry about your...
We don't let our lives be run by our children, Phil. We make sure that they're well. We put them to bed at night, and then we go out into the backyard, or we go into our living room, or wherever we feel like going. And yes, we make love. On the floor, in the pool. We don't sit there and worry about whether children are going to creep around. They should be in bed.
We want to see Wild Wild West.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Lady, you are
your
priorities are totally screwed up.
I beg your pardon?
You have no...
What about the Wild Wild...
Ma'am, I don't even know what show this is. I have never heard this radio show before, but I was scanning the radio, and you are blessed to have this child, and I don't... You let me talk. You've talked.
Well, I want to know about the Wild Wild West. We never saw him dance it.
I don't even know what you're talking about, except for the fact that this child that is sick, I don't care. I don't even care if they don't have a child. They don't owe you anything.
Oh, my God.
If they have a child, a person in their family that is their blood is way more important than you.
And
you guys stayed at the Landscape Design Awards while your son had a broken jaw.
We are trying to butch our kids up, and we don't go running back.
Ma'am,
Your
child is the most precious gift that God could ever give you, but you obviously don't understand that.
You
love your child after yourself, and you love your child after your job.
Do you know how many white fans Will Smith has? He owes us...
Why do you keep talking about race?
No, I am simply saying that it is very difficult for a black performer to get as many white fans as Will Smith has gotten.
Let's all applaud him right now. Let's all clap our hands.
And
let's tell him that he's not really deserving of white fans because he has brown skin. I am so sorry. That is not even the issue,
man. I think he owes us big time.
He doesn't owe you anything. The issue, he owes his family. That is his child, his precious child.
Weren't you the least bit curious to know who would win, Denzel or Will?
Well, that's another thing that you're saying.
Talking about the awards that were on last night.
Yeah, we're talking about whether or not which colored guy was going to win.
Will you stop with the which colored guy was going to win? Ma'am, Kathy, this is Phil Hendry. They're talking about the...
I don't like being spoken to this way, Mr. Hendry.
Hold on for a minute.
They're talking about
the best actor category.
Not even about Will Smith. I am only calling
Will Smith owes his bread to me and other whites.
He doesn't. You're just playing the race card, man. This has nothing to do with
this. This is about the Best Actor Awards last night that Will Smith did not attend because he had left early because his daughter had an ear infection and apparently 103 degree temperature.
I understand
And my point is that his family is more important than his career because his career is just a thing. His daughter is a person.
When you do any other career, I would agree with you at any other. But when you're an actor, you belong to the people.
No, you do not.
Yes,
you do not. No, you do not.
Absolutely,
ma'am. He could lose his job tomorrow. He could be in a car. car accident tonight.
Will Smith owes it to every female fan as well as male fan.
You know what? This is what I'm going to say.
So you never saw Wild Wild West? Okay, I'm sure.
Yes, I saw Wild Wild West. I'm 40. I know what it is. But my point is, I don't even want to, whoever the DJ is, I do not want to have a conversation with this lady because...
Would we know who Will Smith was just because of that sickly daughter? No, we know him because of the Wild Wild West. Steve, do a little bit of it.
When I'm dancing to the Wild Wild West, when I'm dancing to the Wild Wild West.
What is that?
It's the song that we like.
What is your name? Is your name Andrew?
Phil, she's talking to you.
My name is Phil, Kathy.
Phil, yes. I'm sorry.
Andrew,
I think I just hit the wrong radio station. Where did you get Andrew from?
He owes us because we freed him from slavery so that he could get white fans.
What are you talking about?
Ma'am, you are just...
Will Smith has got appeal, universal appeal. Everybody likes him because he's a great comedic actor. He's a great dramatic actor. He's the people's actor. A lot of the actors today are admired by...
Well, who are you kidding, Mr. Henry? Everybody likes him because he can dance.
His number one job is his family, and his career is nothing compared to that little girl. And I don't care.
Of course, Kathy, I'm a mother of three. But Will,
you are not a mother. You just gave birth to some children. You don't even know what you're talking
about.
Will
Smith is a healthy black man. He could always have another child if something bad happened. But he can't always get another Oscar.
Okay, so
your telephone sounds like you're calling from a submarine.
Will you please? Yes, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Who stood by your little boy when he got hit by a car?
Who what?
Who stood by your little boy and held his hand while he got his mouth sewed up?
I think there was a police officer. I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't that heartwarming to have a police officer?
I don't know how you can sit there knowing that your son's getting his jaw wired
and
here to dive.
What is that about?
Her bones sound like a submarine.
Okay, I apologize, Kathy.
I'm gonna get off the phone.
Thank you for your call.
My son, I love very much, but I don't have to stand and hold his hand every time a limb's amputated or everything.
Yeah, great. That's wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Tomas on the Phil. Hold on for a second, Tomas. Let me move over to Ramona. Ramona, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Phil, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I could not believe what I just heard. The unbridled racist ignorance from these people. Where are they from? I cannot believe. I'm from the South, and
I beg your pardon.
Kind of
I'm from
attitude.
California. I am from the most progressive state in the Union, California.
Honey, you need to get your priorities straight, dear. And as far as you being a mother, I don't know. You're just some caretaker is all you are, even if you're that much.
My boys are... top of the 3rd percentile in the national SAT test.
Well, isn't that just country-dory wonderful? That they're carrying is that at the bottom of the percentile.
Well, at least they don't go to school barefoot.
Leave a child in the hospital knowing better than he's okay.
Ramona, your phone crapped out a little bit. Say that again. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna put you on hold because you are.
Ramona, isn't that a black name? It is.
Yeah, the name Ramona is very common among black females.
See, that's why she's called...
Hold on, because we can't hear what she's saying. The poor lady's car phone is messed up. Here is Tomas on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Tomas?
Yeah?
Go ahead. Turn your radio down, too, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Tomas?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, I wanted to find out, where does this lady get off saying black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. The guy's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with white or black.
No, it
Who
doesn't.
Who cares?
Well, because most of Will Smith's, I think we enjoy watching him dance more than perhaps his American fans. And so.
Well, I'm neither one.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one. And I enjoy the guy as an actor. I can care less if he's black or white or Jewish or whatever.
Have you ever seen him dance the MIB?
Yeah, I've seen him dance with that, too.
Oh, my God.
I've also seen better dancers. I'm getting that this lady's talking about how he should not have left the
right.
Hey,
Tomas, it's Phil Henry. Hold on. We'll hold you through the news. You'll be first up when we come back here. 1-800-449-8686. Two people in the West Valley in L.A. think that Will Smith should never have left the Academy Awards because he owes it to his fans, not his daughter, who has a 103-degree temperature. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We wanted to play it.
All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us. They're, in your words, bitterly disappointed that Will Smith didn't hang around for the rest of the Academy Awards. He let his fans down, even though he had a daughter with a 103-degree temperature.
Oh, Phil, why do we keep going back on that? That child brutally manipulated the emotions of her parents. It's very easy for a child to take a thermometer and hold it over a gas flame. And
so that kid artificially gave herself a 103-degree temperature.
It's very easy to go and get a step stool, pull it over to the gas stove, turn on the gas, put the thermometer over the gas flame, heat it up to 103, and voila, mommy and daddy are home, and millions of fans worldwide do not have the opportunity to see Will Smith, Steve.
Well, well, well.
Now, Phil, can we play an example? This is an example of African music.
What's this got to do with anything?
I want you to... This is something that we enjoy. This is the American African singing. What is this, Steve?
Mississippi John Herb.
Now, this is not... Can you dance to this?
Yeah, you can.
Casey Jones, you see? And he's black. And
oh, will you please stop?
What?
Just turn it off. I understand. That's blues music. That's like 1940. Are we talking about Will Smith, or what are we talking about here? Lead Belly near a cotton field?
Who?
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Ramona, go ahead.
Okay, Phil. I cannot believe these two people.
Oh, my God. You two guys are driving me.
You know something, Phil? You don't understand the nature of a fan and what it is to be a fan. Listen,
you're going to need to get a life, my dear.
Turn it off.
Jesus, you are...
Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I cannot believe these two people are grown adults and they're behaving like this over an actor. Am I cutting out on you again?
No, I can hear you fine.
Okay, sounds like I'm cutting out. They need to grow up and get a life and be responsible for their... Obviously, their kids are grown since they've got on the upper 3rd percentile of their college class.
My
I would hate to think that they were
brilliant.
My parents when I was growing up.
Well, you know,
grow
Ramona,
up, darling. Grow
darling,
up, sweetheart, and get a life.
Is this
Will
the lady
Smith
from Arkansas?
Is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He is out for the enjoyment for people to see in movies. You don't have a claim on him other than that.
Kudos to
Will Smith and Jada Smith for going home to their sick daughter. A 3-year-old is not going to pull a thermometer over a gas flame. My God, are you insane or what? To put her artificially inflated temperature for their parents to come home from an award ceremony.
Why couldn't he have sent his wife home and he stays? And then, you see.
Have you ever thought that maybe possibly he was concerned
play the guitar?
For his daughter?
I'm sorry?
He was concerned about his daughter. Why any red-blooded American feel would be to get up and go home and check on your daughter with a 103-degree temperature.
Right.
I have a 2-month-old son that just had a 101-degree temperature. I had to take him to the doctor. He had spinal taps and everything else you could think of to find out what was wrong with that child.
That's
my
right.
husband was at home taking care of my other children. He wasn't out at some award ceremony, and even if he had been, I would have expected him to get his bottom up and gone with me.
Ramona, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean that you would
what
go
What do I
home?
Mean?
Yeah.
Any red-blooded American father who cared any iota for their child would put their welfare up and beyond an award. That's what I mean. And if you can't understand that, honey, you need to get a life. That is an actor.
I don't get it.
And you know
what's
what?
Not
Here's
to
another
get?
Thing.
What
you
don't
also,
you get?
You also, listen to me, dear heart. You need to, if you are not any more responsible than to put your children in bed and then go out and make love like a couple of animals in the middle of the living room or the swimming pool, not worried about whether their child, however old or young they were going to come in and see what in the world you were doing, there is no wonder that this world is in the shape that it
Wait
is in, honey.
I have a question. 101 and you took him to the doctor.
He was 2 weeks old.
Wait a minute. What? I thought that was normal.
Isn't that normal?
No,
no
it
you
is
idiots.
Not normal. If it's above 104 degrees, they run every test known to man on a baby. Two weeks old, sweetheart.
So 101 isn't normal.
No, it is not normal.
98.6 is normal.
No, that's too low. It's got to be higher.
Bullcrap.
No, it is not, sweetheart. And some people's faithful
about.
Temperature. Some people's faithful temperature is in the 97.1.
Will you
whatever.
Two turn that blues music down?
Phil, these people
God.
Are insane.
I am trying to tell you that Will Smith didn't once break into a moonwalk. He didn't
difference does it make if that man can dance or not?
Like,
great, he can dance. Fantastic. Lots of people can dance. Does that mean he has to get up and perform for you?
How many houses do you clean a day? I'm just curious.
I don't clean my own. I have someone come in and do it for me.
Oh, my God. Really? You said you were from Arkansas.
Yes, I'm from Arkansas.
Do you like this kind of music?
I can't hear all the good music that you're playing.
Will Smith owed it to his fans. He didn't once break into a tap dance.
Will Smith doesn't owe you a damn thing, and he damn sure doesn't have to tap dance. And yes, I'm from Arkansas, and I don't treat black people the way you are demeaning them at this very moment right now.
My parents in California,
when I was born, thank God, they moved to Arkansas and raised me like a decent human being needs to be raised without the attitudes that you have concerning people.
You two guys are messing around with that blues music. Will you please stop with that right there, what I heard. Turn it down.
Phil, these guys were insane.
Are you nuts or something?
What do we do?
Every time I open my mouth, I'm listening to some kind of cotton field music.
Oh, get you the racist.
So that doesn't make me racist.
I've been hearing nothing but racism from you and this lady. You don't like tap dancing. You don't want to see the...
I have two daughters that are in dance class right now. And they take tap. So why does that make me a racist?
We're in a barn. I don't
know, my dear. At a dance studio.
You sound like a very selfish woman. You don't respect black actors at all.
Oh, I'm selfish? You don't know the meaning of the word selfish, honey.
If I hear that blues come on one more time, I'm hanging up on you guys.
Phil, I honestly think you need to I know that you're in for the ratings, but these people are beyond help.
What's wrong with wanting to see that very classic Negro tap dance?
Oh, the Negro tap dance now.
Oh, we're getting down to the Negroes now. Okay.
Well, what's wrong? Everybody has seen them do it.
Who has?
You did it, the Bojangles.
You know what, dear heart?
Bojangles?
I just picked up a very nice little black lady in Dallas this afternoon because I called a number that she wanted me to call to have someone pick her up.
You know
the people
reason,
could not pick, could not come and pick her up.
Why you're
giving Be quiet
your daughter,
and let me talk,
well,
please.
You're giving your daughter tap dance lessons so she can be the next Halle Berry, and you know it.
Excuse me? Phil, are you still there?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta get rid of these people
because
they're playing that blues music again.
They're beyond.
Well, you can't hang up on me. This is one of the
good. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much for your call. You want her to be the next Halle Berry. That's why she's taking tap dance lessons. Okay, so this has been the Phil Henry Show. Today's theme, race humor. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, I'm joined by Bud Dickman, our inter-what, Bud?
Okay, Mr. Holzer, you got to have on Blake Barley, the satire guy.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
No, you got to have a satirical singer.
It ain't satirical. What do you want, Blake?
Hi, Phil, it's Blake Barley.
Yeah, great. Look, man.
What?
Well, you know, the last song, you're a satirical...
Let me explain what I do again, Phil. I sing political satire songs and social satire. It's very cutting edge, it's very intelligent, and it's satire. It's like what Saturday Night Live does. That's what I do.
Okay, so that's like what Saturday Night Live does. You think that's what you do.
Well, Mr. Hall, I want to know what your problem is.
The last song he did that you called political satire, right?
Yeah.
Was called Rosie O'Donnell is a Big Fat Dyke.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. All you sang was Rosie O'Donnell's a big fat dyke.
That's political satire, Phil. I was commenting on the big news of the day.
Say, Mr. Henry, he comment on big news of day.
He comment on big news of day.
Mr. Hall, he's making fun of the way I talk again.
No, wait, Bud, don't do it.
I'm going to go tell.
Please don't do it, okay?
If you don't put Blake Barley on, I go tell that you make fun of the way I talk.
Looks like he's got your thing in a ringer, Phil.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Blake. What's today's political satire?
Well, today, Phil, I want to comment on the social implications of Liza Minnelli's wedding.
Okay, that's valid.
Yes, because I think everybody was watching it, and Liza Minnelli's wedding, of course, and featured a lot of very interesting cultural personalities, and I think there's an undercurrent there of what's really going on in this country.
All right, I could dig a... So this is a political satire song about Liza Minnelli's wedding.
That's exactly right.
And you can't make fun of the way me talk, or I tell Mr. Hall.
I'm not making fun. Just stand over there and let Blake... Come on, Blake. Okay.
Do the intro.
I beg your pardon? You're telling me what to do?
Mr. Hall said you have to intro him.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Blake, go ahead.
Let me just get my microphone set, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, here now is our political satire singer with another satirical topical song about what's in the news, Blake Barley. Go ahead, Blake.
Hi, everybody. This is Blake Barley, political satire guy, and this is about Liza Minnelli's wedding. Oh, Liza Minnelli married a fag. Liza Minnelli married a fag. Liza Minnelli married a fag. She married a fag. Oh, let's get out of here with that. You broke my ukulele.
Yeah, that's what I did. Watch this.
Mister, don't do that, Mr. Henry. You're hurting Blake Barley's ukulele.
I bought that in Fiji.
I don't give a crap. Get out of here with your political satire. What's the name of that song?
Liza Minnelli Married a Fag.
Yeah, okay. You know, Bud, there...
What seems to be the problem?
What seems to be the problem... There's more to political and social satire than just one-liners like Liza Minnelli married a fag. It's offensive, it's acerbic, it's acrimonious, it ain't funny.
You're not supposed to be funny, be political satire.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I would argue that yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not. How is satire funny?
Satire can be funny. It's supposed to be funny.
I don't get it, Phil.
Yeah, I gather you don't get it, Blake.
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean? Two songs you've come in and done. Rosie O'Donnell is a big dyke, and Liza Minnelli married a fag, and they both have one line in them. You haven't written a song. You just sit there in front of the mirror and go,
Mr. Hall will find out about how you be mean.
Well, what are you going to tell on me for, Bud? I'm just telling the guy what's where it's at.
Well, okay.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, Blake, huh?
Well, I want to be a really good political satire guy.
Well, you can be a good political satire guy. Just write something that's got more to it. You know who's a really good guy that does that kind of crap? Is like, who does that stuff? Political satire stuff. How about Rich Little? Somebody in this century? No, okay.
I like Rich Little a lot. I love his Richard Nixon impressions.
Yeah, that's very current, the Richard Nixon impressions. Just, you know... Oh, God. Now what?
You're in trouble. Mr. Hall call.
Yes, David.
What are you doing now?
I'm trying to...
What are you doing? Blake Barley is part of the staff. Okay, I have put this guy on payroll to do the political satire on your show. Now what are you doing?
Political satire? The guy is doing...
Look, I don't want to argue with you.
I told him, Mr. Hall, he not listen.
Yeah, I heard you argue with the tard, too. Very good, Bud. I want you to tell me every time he screws up.
Yes, sir, I will.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bud.
Don't yell at the tard. Blake, you there?
I'm right here, Mr. Hall, but I was going to leave because Mr. Henry told me to.
No, don't you leave at all. I want you to sing one more song. I like the way everything, you know, works. I think it's great. I think he adds a lot to the show. Oh. Just pick him to a song.
All right. Blake...
I've got another really good one.
All right, okay, let's hear it.
Oh, Phil Henry's a fag. Phil Henry's a fag. Ow, 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 ow.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be sorry. The only thing I'm sorry about, I didn't do that sooner.
You beat the crap out of Blake Barley.
Yeah. Drag him out of here. That's it. There you go. Just lift him up by the armpits and drag him out. Phil Henry is a big fat fag. Political satire. All right. Our website, we have failed to mention. By the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show. In the preceding bit, I did the voice of Blake Barley, Bud Dickman. Also, I did the voice there of Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve. That's kind of our show. I do all these different characters, and some people call in thinking they're real, as was the case with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve. Don't believe me? Just keep on listening. Now, let me just mention a lot of really nice bits that we've collected over the last year, the year 2001, are collected on a CD called Bring It. It's the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. And you can pick it up for the Phil Hendry fan and your family at 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. And let me tell you about the sale of our CDs down through the years. They have all gone to Help My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood, California. If you watched the Academy Awards last night, you saw the Academy Awards taking place at the Kodak Theater, which is on Hollywood Boulevard. Well, down east of that, and I would say a good piece east on Hollywood Boulevard, way east, like maybe 5-6 miles, is the My Friend's Place Resource Center, which sits right out on the Hollywood freeway. And we have, and we're very proud to say, we've had a hand in helping build the Resource Center through your generous donations down through the years. As a result, and as the result of raising over $500,000 for My Friend's Place, we got a brand new Resource Center. So your money goes to My Friend's Place. I don't pocket any of it. I mean, I'm not talking about a portion of the proceeds go to all, other than the shipping and handling. It's $20, $350 shipping and handling, which is what the post office wants. And you can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. And remember, all the proceeds go to My Friend's Place. And you got Father's Day coming up, and Mother's Day is coming up, and Easter. You know, the new thing is putting presents in the kids' Easter baskets. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's, I mean, not that I'm going to do it for my kids, but you may want to do it for your kids. So it'd be a perfect gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your life. Call 877-616-7445. Or, segueing over to our website promo, you can go to the Phil Hendry Show website, and you can order it online. And again, it's only $20, $350 shipping and handling. The Phil Hendry website, by the way, features a 30-day archive, the last 30 days' worth of shows. You can listen live. You can listen to me do the show live or on demand. Our audio archives are jam-packed with classic bits from throughout the years, going back, in some instances, 7 or 8 years, different generations of the Phil Hendry Show. If you've got a favorite guest, the archive has a special section highlighting each character filled with classic to recent stuff. Also, when we did our webcast, which we're planning on another webcast, what do you think? I was thinking of webcasting a poker game between me and my friends. I don't know. Would that be cool? We can take our web camera, 360-degree scrolling, and you can watch watch me do whatever it is that I'm doing. So we got another webcast planned. We have one in the can, so you can look at the archive webcast that we did. Also, of course, our special feature, Guess the Celebrity Ass. You guys really blew it last week. It was Donna DeRico. And you all voted thinking it was who? I forget. But boy, they got your number this week. Just kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Check out our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. In order to enjoy our website, though, you have to have a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. Go to the website, find out how.